Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Netflix Picks, and this episode, you guys, is dedicated to the dogs. That's right, we're talking all things Netflix Originals new docuseries, Dogs. We are also covering the chilling adventures of Sabrina, and of course, we're talking about some holiday-themed movies. Stay tuned, Netflix Picks starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
You got our dance.
I think this works. I'm sorry. And there's so much video of me terribly dancing on the internet now. I'll never be able to live this down.
Both of us then.
At least we're in this together. Hey, you guys, what's up? It is so good to be back. I am so excited to introduce all of my panel. We have a very special guest in studio who I'll get to in just a second. But for now, hey, I'm Ashley Chaney. I think you know me by now. And to my left, the beautiful, the lovely, the ever so talented Amy Cassandra Martinez.
Me?
Yes,
hey, guys.
Hi.
You're so nice. Thank you.
And now I think the moment that we've all been waiting for, exciting our very special guest, announcing our very special guest.
Drum roll.
We have Jessica Landisman from What's Up Dog LA, a rescue here in Los Angeles, and one of her adorable adoptables, Buddy, in studio with us today.
Hi, Ashley.
How's it going?
Amy, thanks for having us.
Buddy, what would you like to say today? Oh. I'm not sure what the camera is picking up, but he is like the most picture-perfect dog. We're so excited to have you in studio tonight to talk about, of course, as we said, some of our exciting dog and animal-related content that we're going to cover tonight.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah. But so I think we want to first start off because, Jessica, I'm not sure if you were into Christmas movies yet this time of year.
I am. I'm one of those sick people who I start watching immediately.
Yep. I've been watching since October 31st. Mm-hmm. So I've dedicated myself to you guys, my loyal viewers. I know at least one of you in the comments below is mm-hmm. with me on the Christmas train. And as I promised, from here on out until Christmas, I will be watching a holiday-themed movie every week.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, this week I started with one, which I mistakenly thought was a Netflix original. Turns out it is not.
Oh.
But we're going to talk about it right now anyway.
Okay.
It's called Christmas Wedding Planner.
Oh.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, this is a lot of things I will enjoy. It's all about Christmas, mm-hmm. right? Can't go wrong. Wedding planners, you know, cheesy rom-com, easy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know it's bad when I can't even leave it on in the background.
Ooh.
It was real bad. Yeah. It's a Canadian production. Bless them. Starring Jocelyn Hudden and Stephen Huszar. They're both very cute, very attractive, sweet little things. Just acting their hearts out. But it was real tough to watch. It is, of course, about a wedding planner during the Christmas season. And that's really all the highlights I can give you about it. I'd love to save you all a bunch of time and just say you're probably good on this one. You don't need to watch it.
Man.
It didn't even feel Christmassy. Like, the snow was so fake. It was very, very, I just couldn't. And you could, I watch these movies sometimes and I'm like, mm-hmm. I know I could do that. Why have I not been cast in a Hallmark movie, guys?
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen someday.
It's going to happen.
I'll hold out.
Yes. And then when it happens, you're going to be like, do you guys remember those times that I would talk about, you know, getting cast? And we're going to be like, yeah, because look at you now.
All right. Thank you. No.
You're welcome.
But they were very, 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 you know, sweet actors. In fact, my boyfriend came into the show and he was like, honey, this isn't good for women. You have to turn this off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
That was really bad.
Well, you know, it's nice that we have you to tell us what not to watch, too.
Yeah,
you know,
I do what I can. I'm sorry, guys. I really wanted to give you another Christmas one to add to your list. But this isn't it. So check back next week and I'll have a better recommendation. Actually, we won't be here next week, mm-hmm. but the week after.
And the week after will be December 2nd, which means it's officially time for me to jump on the whole Christmas bandwagon. I think it's too early right now, but next time we see you guys, yeah, I'll be like, Christmas.
It'll be about time. You've been grinching out on me over here.
I have not been grinching out. I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah.
That's true. Yeah, the last word I would use to describe you is grinch ever, I think, in my life.
Thank you so much. I love it when it's just you and me.
I know. No boys.
It's great. Yeah.
Me, you know. And two adorable guests.
Yes, for sure. Thank you guys again so much for being
Absolutely.
Here. I can't believe Buddy's like,
I
oh
hope
my
you guys
God.
Are seeing what an angel Buddy's being, and I can't wait to talk about
it. He was a little camera shy earlier, but I think you're getting used to us now, right?
I think he's really digging the limelight.
He's a
this
prince.
This is great.
Yeah. He walked through the studio like a pure champ.
He's
oh, I know.
It.
Yeah.
Amy, you did watch some Netflix original content. What did you watch?
I did. So, you know, we've talked about this before, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, but of course, with animal related content, I had to talk about Salem.
That's
hello.
Right.
Hello. I've been making my way through the whole series, and it's pretty cool because, mm-hmm. I mean, I talked about it, I think, when it came out, and I was really excited. I had only seen one episode, and I was like, okay, obviously this is one I'm going to continue watching, which I'm looking at Buddy, like, you're part of the conversation as well. So. but, of course, it's been so nice to really continue watching it and, like, taking my time with it. And Salem, I have a black cat myself. His name is Spielberg. And
I think we have some photos of Mr. Spielberg.
We do.
Spielberg, he's the Salem.
Star. Spielberg.
Look at him up there.
Oh, there's my baby.
Right
oh my
next
gosh.
To a Star Wars toy of all things.
Yeah, I carefully placed that there because we're nerdy. So I was like, this has to be a thing. And yeah, he's adorable. So of course, you know, seeing Salem on screen and looking at my black cat, it's just like, it's something very special. I'm like, look at you, honey. That's you. That could be you. But Salem, they do such a great job with him in this series that he's not cheesy. And granted, like, I really liked him in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
But it was like a little tiny robot. And so it's really nice to see him. And then his little meows. It's just, you know, when we talked about watching some animal related content, I was like, I got this.
Gotta talk about the kitties, especially because we're mostly dogs tonight.
Yes. And I know you were talking about holiday related content earlier.
Yes, I was.
They're going to have a Christmas special.
I know. And, it shows a lot of planning. So they're airing their holiday special on December 14th, I think. Mm-hmm. And so that means that they planned it into their production schedule. They planned it that they would have this show, which I think a lot of people would say is very Halloween oriented.
Yeah.
They plan to drop a holiday themed special, and I for one can't wait. I personally have only gotten through one episode, not because I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. I did like it. I was a big fan of the original. It is so much darker than I expected for a teenage show. So it's pretty dark. It's chilling.
So guys, we have a few questions in the chat. So Chaos is Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. So that's part of the title because Salem, animals, cats, bam, all connects.
It all connects. It's like, I used to be like, what's oint-be? Orange is the new black.
Oh.
I never understood. Like, what's oint-nibn? Oint-nibn. It's like that.
I know. Some of these I don't catch on to right away. I'm like, I don't know what people are watching, but that sounds cool.
We were texting about this show, too, and I'm like, is Chaos a Hispanic show? Is this a Latin?
Cows. Nope. It's Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. But yeah, so a lot of people are still talking. Oh, Stardrew, middle of a road wedding planner movie. He was asking about your movie.
Oh, not middle of the road. Real bad end of the road.
Ooh.
Nope. Hard no.
The place where you turn the other way.
You have gone the wrong direction if you've ended up at this movie. I'm so sorry. What else have we got in the chat?
People still want to talk about holiday related movies, so
that's
this is great.
because it's not too soon.
It is. So Chill 4 says they're promoting all the Christmas movies on Netflix, like The Princess Switch. I know. With Vanessa Hudgens and all the Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell.
Yes, Christmas Chronicles. We're going to talk about that in our top releases that comes out next week. It's a big one. It's a big one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so speaking of special big announcements, did you have something you'd like to tell our viewers and listeners?
I do. So, hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans like you guys. But we do need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more, as many as you like, of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, which would be super awesome. But if you are worried, though, about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're super-duper optional. So just make sure to hit that subscribe button right now, right here, for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Well done, Amy.
Thank you so much. You are a good message deliverer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, the moment we've all been waiting for. We finally get to talk, my favorite subject in the whole world to talk about, which is dogs!
Yay!
So specifically, we are talking about the show Dogs, which is a 6-part Netflix docuseries that just dropped on Friday. And along with that theme, we've got Jessica and Buddy here to talk with us today. So while we're looking at these little cutie patooties, I want to just tell you guys about the show Dogs and what it's all about. The series follows the intricate relationships of how people connect with dogs in many different ways. So there's the very first episode is called The Kid with the Dog. And it's about a child. It follows really very specifically one girl with epilepsy. She's a 14-year-old. Her journey through waiting to get a service dog and then getting her service dog. It is... I watched the first episode only because I'm going to be parsing these out because I need this in my life. I can't binge this. Also, the tears. The tears are so real. And, like, the best kind of tears. The best kind of doggy, good love tears. Oh, look at little buddy Boo. He knows we're talking about him. So there's also an episode. There's, like, as I said, there's six episodes, the last of which is called Second Chances, which is all about fostering and this woman who specifically rescues, a woman who is very active in the foster system and helping, get dogs out of, high kill shelters and finding them homes, specifically in New York City. So that's one I'll be watching as well. Jessica, you might enjoy that. But why don't you tell us a little bit about What's Up Dog?
Sure. So What's Up Dog LA is a 501c3. So we're a nonprofit. And we started out 2011, I think the year we were officially incorporated, as a rescue. So we would go to shelters in Los Angeles and Los Angeles County that would maybe have a harder time placing dogs outside of the shelter. We would pull them from the shelter, get them vetted, get them acquainted and settled into foster homes, and adopt them out to new, hopefully forever families. Sometimes it doesn't always work out.
Yeah.
And it's just part of, you know, how adoption goes. It's not always perfect. It's not flawless. And Buddy is an example of that.
Buddy. So, if you guys are seeing any pictures of sweet Buddy up, either you're seeing pictures or video of this guy, he is a true gem. I don't understand. Why would anybody return him?
So, interestingly, he actually came to the shelter as a really small puppy with a full litter of other puppies.
Aww.
So I don't even think he was weaned yet. I think he was 6 weeks old when he came to the South LA shelter originally. Then he was adopted along with a brother of his. And I guess it was 6 months later, he was returned.
Oh, boy.
And we see this all the time. The shelter is really a revolving door. Wow. So not every adoption is a happy tale. Yeah. We try to be as positive as possible. So he's under a year old, and he's already been in the shelter twice.
Buddy? This Buddy?
Yes.
He's under a year old?
Buddy. No, sorry. The first
time. Oh, okay. I thought he was... Okay, okay.
So sweet boy. And so that's when What's Up Dog LA came in. We pulled him. He was a volunteer favorite. He was still very young at that time. He was around 7 or 8 months.
Yeah.
And he actually got adopted very quickly after about a month in foster and just kind of decompressing. They all need that decompression time.
Yeah, shelters are really
adopted.
Stressful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And fast forward, 3.5 years?
Wow, boy.
I got a call saying this guy could basically no longer care for Buddy. And it's part of our adoption agreement. And any legit rescue will always
back the
dog for life. So that's a huge red flag for anybody out there who's looking to adopt.
Yeah.
Ask if what happens if, you know, God forbid something comes up and you can no longer care for your dog. So I was given 3 days notice to figure out a plan for Buddy. Which, I mean, anyone who knows, that's not really enough time to figure out a great plan.
That's right.
But we made it work.
Especially you have a house full of dogs yourself.
We do.
How many dogs do you have?
Well, I have 3 dogs.
Okay. Do you have 3? And then I've never met a person in my life who finds more dogs than Jessica. You have, like...
They find me.
Yeah.
I don't go out looking for this. They find me, I swear. But Ashley, you're absolutely right. I'll be driving down the road. And I think the problem is my eyes are darting around, and if I see movement, I'm like, oh my god, it's a dog, and we gotta pull over. But you know, anyway, so Buddy's back with me, and he's doing really well. Everything's an adjustment, but he's a really, really great dog, and he'd be fantastic for somebody who wants to have an active lifestyle, but also just wants to, you know, Netflix and chill.
Guys, see what you did there. Very good. Buddy, I mean, I can't imagine. He's so perfect. He hasn't barked once. I'm shocked.
No, he's just, you know, positioning himself where not everyone might be able to see him.
Well, I love it because you said yourself you're an amazing dog trainer as well. And you're like, he knows he's not supposed to be on the couch right now. So I think he's maybe feeling some guilt about being on the couch.
No couch time for Buddy at my house. I run a strict household.
Yeah.
Lots of love. Lots of dog beds, but no couch time. So this is a special treat for him.
Oh, he's so, so sweet. So when we can talk more about Buddy and where people can find, you know, information about Buddy specifically. But, you know, I think you're the perfect person to talk about fostering, because that's how Jessica and I first met. Oh. I came to LA and I'm like, really wanted to foster a dog. And I fostered a dog for 7 months.
Was it Frankie?
It was Frankie.
Frankie's a great dog. Got an amazing home.
He got the best home. I was telling that story today about how, you know, you foster a dog, and I would love for you to talk about the fostering process, right, what it entails, because I think it's scary for a lot of people, and I get it. But
I mean, it's scary for me, and I've been doing this for years.
Yeah, because you never know, like, how long the dog's going to be with you, if right, they're going to, you know, terrorize your house, which has happened.
they're
coming out of tough, scary environments, and shelters are really, really stressful for animals and right, people. But what can you tell people who are, like, interested in fostering or would like to know more about fostering?
Sure. So fostering is a great service. So I want to say that. I think if you're able to foster and you have interest in fostering, there's no reason not to explore it.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing when it comes to fostering is to remember to have an open mind and to find a group that you're a rescue group, mm-hmm, that you're really compatible with.
Yeah.
Not all rescue groups are created equal.
That's true.
And it's okay to go through a couple of rescue groups before finding one that's maybe the best match for your personality and what fits your lifestyle.
Sure.
I also think set your boundaries in the beginning. Know what you can handle. So probably some crumbs on the couch.
Yeah, he'll find them.
So I would say if you know you can only be a weekend foster, mm-hmm, like a weekend warrior personality, you've got, mm-hmm, a crazy day job, just be upfront about that and set realistic expectations. Because yeah, as you mentioned, Ashley, you never know how long you're going to have a dog.
Yeah.
I've had some fosters forever. I've got a forever foster at home.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is, because he's got a couple different quirks going on. Mm-hmm. We've learned how to work with it and we've accepted it, but he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And Buddy is not that case. He's a foster who will find an amazing home.
Yeah.
It's just making sure we find the right match. But I think...
Well, so speaking of Buddies, what would be the perfect, mm-hmm, match for Buddy? So you said you want, sure, someone that's active.
Mm-hmm. And by that, I don't mean someone who's going to go out and run a marathon. It's, yeah, just by active, I mean someone who actually wants to get up off their couch out of their apartment and walk the dog.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Cutie.
How old is Buddy now?
So Buddy's about four and a half years old.
Oh, he's so Penny, sweet.
Yeah.
Aww.
We are going to have some major snuggle fests.
Oh, yeah.
As we go off air. Yeah. Anybody in the comments have any questions or thoughts about Buddy or rescuing in general? Chime in if you do. We're listening, and Jessica's here to answer any questions that you might have about fostering or adopting. And I think you were mentioning that you think fostering is a great service, but maybe there's something even more impactful.
Right. So rescuing and fostering is always needed. But if you can't commit to that, the LA City Municipal Shelters, the, mm-hmm, LA County Shelters, they always need volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And volunteering, you don't have to be a dog person to volunteer. They have cats, they have rabbits, sometimes they have pot-bellied pigs.
Oh, piggies.
So there are lots of different ways that you can serve the community or the animal shelters if you want.
Yeah, and that's not specific just to LA County, just for our viewers across the world. There's shelters, absolutely, in every city that need volunteers, mm-hmm, and you can certainly get involved in any city. And it's a pretty easy process, I think, to apply to be a volunteer.
It is. I can only speak to LA City specifically, right, because that's where my experience lies.
Mm-hmm.
But you basically fill out the form. You go to a meeting. They give you a t-shirt and a number, and you can start almost immediately.
Yeah. Very, very cool. So Buddy's 4 years old. He, mm-hmm, likes an active lifestyle. How does he get along with other dogs?
He is great with other dogs.
Yeah.
So he currently lives... Oh, hello.
Oh,
you want to talk. Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes. You're killing me.
Right in the mouth. So he lives with big dogs. He lives with small dogs. I would say probably no cats.
No cats.
He also lives with a cat, and we are on a rotation schedule right now with
cat. Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So,
not a dog for your household,
nope,
huh, Amy?
No, that's, you know, okay.
Down the line, maybe someone could work with him, but it's safe to say he's a dog's dog.
Sure.
And for audio listeners, what kind of breed is,
you know, Buddy? I'm always so hesitant to say, because, okay, I really have no idea. So as a puppy, they listed him as a German Shepherd mix.
Okay.
And they said he was black and tan. So he's right now, he's more like a golden shade.
Yeah.
And he definitely has the personality of any type of great large breed family dog.
Yeah.
So we can call him a Shepherd mix. I can call him whatever you want. He can be a golden retriever mix if you push down his ears.
Look at him, buddy.
But how a dog looks is not always indicative of their breed when they're mixed.
Totally.
So I try to be very careful.
For our listeners out there, I just assure you he's the cutest button that you've seen. He's like a little red golden kind of, how, what, 45, 50 pounds?
He's 70.
So he's fast. He's bigger than I thought.
he's a large adorable. Boy.
Yeah. They're all tiny to me, though. That's my problem. I see a Great Dane and I'm like, that's a regular sized dog. That's a normal sized dog.
It's like 20 pounds.
Yeah, it's like a like a little human size. That's what I want.
A little giant, human size. I like that. Human size. Yeah.
I do just want to quickly give a little message to our listeners who are either tuning in via iTunes or now Spotify. If you're listening to us and hearing the wonderful sounds of our voice, please make sure to give us 5 stars on either Apple iTunes or Spotify and leave us a comment letting us know what brought you to iTunes. If it's hopefully Netflix picks, please make sure you let us know in the comments and give us those 5 stars. Thanks for listening. And if you do so, we do try and shout out our listeners and viewers on air. So have we got anybody in the chat you want to say hello to?
Yeah, we've got Serenity Q26, Drew Baldwin, Sochil 4, Rico Strong, who I'm 99% sure is someone that's on this panel.
Hey, Rico. Hello. Is he throwing shade?
No.
Oh, then it's probably not Rick.
Well,
if it was Rick Hall, he'd be throwing shade.
Slightly. And then we have Star Drew. So, yeah, you guys like keep chiming away. If you like Buddy being here, go ahead and leave a dog emoji.
Yeah.
Because we had a few of those.
Oh, good. Buddy Boo. Okay, so volunteering at our shelters, super important. And then this is kind of just a one little soapbox I want to talk about. I know the holidays are coming up. And it's you can speak to this probably better than anybody, but a lot of people want to give puppies or kittens as presents for Christmas. And as much as I would love to be the recipient of that, I think that that's a really tough decision. You want to talk at all about like...
Right. So there is always a lot of puppy and kitten and...
So cute. Buddy, you're a natural.
Around the holidays, it's not a good idea to gift live animals to another person. Unless, of course, this is something that's been talked out and planned and you're ready to take on this huge responsibility. But generally speaking, the holidays are a hard time for the shelter because a lot of these puppies and kittens being given as gifts will end up given away, end up at the shelter a month, 2 months down the line when the puppy's immediate cuteness wears off and you're like, oh my gosh, I've got to deal with this animal that's growing and chewing on things and pooping all over the kitchen floor.
Yeah, it's a family member.
Try maybe a stuffed animal there instead of a live one.
Start there and then casually like build them up to a real animal.
Yeah, but I mean, volunteering and fostering is a great way to kind of test the waters. There are a lot of amazing groups. We're fortunate to be in Los Angeles where there's such a great support system.
Yeah. Well, very good. Okay, well, thank you so much. We're going to jump on over to some more Netflix stuff. So, Jessica, if you watch any of the shows that we're about to talk about, please feel free to chime in. Amy, I think you watched some non-Netflix style shows.
Yeah.
Netflix releases.
Yeah.
So what'd you get into?
I've actually never seen Kung Fu Panda. So I know it's crazy, but I was like, okay, think animals. What else would you have liked to have seen that you just haven't seen yet? And it was surprisingly really cute. It was from 2008, so it's been 10 years, which is kind of crazy to me. Jack Black voices, of course, the Kung Fu Panda guy. And it's pretty good. I'd say, you know, kids loved it when it came out. I remember people like going crazy for it. And it was nice. It was really nice. It was like an hour and a half-ish, you know, like your normal kind of movie. Yeah, it was nice.
Who was your favorite character?
The panda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say. But it's definitely one of those movies that if you are not watching with a kid, you can definitely like put on, leave on in the background, just be like, hey, that's cool. Nice little, you know, kung fu sequences. And basically about, you know, wanting to do something that maybe... You know, maybe your family is like, hey, you know, we've had this noodle business. Yeah. And you're going to be in charge of it. And if, like, that's not where your heart lies, even if you are a panda, you can
even
go
if
ahead.
You are a panda.
Yes, you can go ahead and be whatever you want to be.
There you
go. So the message is nice. Pandas are cool.
That franchise has really gone on to kill it. There's many movies, TV shows. I know a lot of people that are working on the TV shows.
So. Yeah.
Shout out to my friends at DreamWorks.
Oh yeah. If you even look up Kung Fu Panda, there's like 4 or 5 things you can see related to Kung Fu Panda. It's like a holiday thing, so maybe.
Oh, I know.
Just saying.
Just in searching for the show Dogs, my feed is now filled with delight. There's a whole thing called Puppy. Like, it's just called Puppies. That's the show called Puppies. I'll tell you about it next week.
Oh my gosh.
2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Now our Netflix, like, what is it, homepage is going to be completely inundated with animals, and I'm so happy with that.
By me. Yes. Animals and holiday movies, bring it on. I could talk about it all day long. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other things that you watched, which are not necessarily new, but maybe some hidden gems that you've gone back and revisited.
Yeah, definitely one, Chicken Little.
Chicken Little!
Chicken Little, so stinking cute. And yeah, it's one of those where I was like, I don't think I even saw it when it came out. It was kind of like Kung Fu Panda that I was like, oh, cool. It's for the kids. It's for the youngins. But Chicken Little, I mean, this was definitely one that I kind of just, I loved when I saw it maybe 10 years ago. Mm. And I was like, it's surprisingly funny in places that you're like, oh, this is for kids. Like, I'm not going to end up, you know, laughing that hard. But it surprises you. And you're like, these are actually really cute animals. They're adorable. And I guess, yeah, I know that I was, you know, focusing on just animal-related content, but I realized that I've talked about animals on here for quite some time.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know, I want some live-action animals on you know, that I'm going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. But I had already seen 101 Dalmatians, and that's my go-to.
101 Dalmatians?
Yeah, like the, you know, live-action. Oh, the live-action. So.
Still on Netflix right now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a perfect movie to revisit right now.
Yes. Yeah.
101 Dalmatians theme. Mm-hmm. I love the animated version. That's one of my favorite all-time animated films.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good one.
Yeah.
Very, very good one. Okay, guys. Well, we are getting a little bit short on time here, so I do want to make sure we tell you about the top 3 upcoming releases to Netflix this week. So up first, we have Trevor Noah, Son of Patricia. And that is airing on November 20th. That's a Netflix original. The first one, Trevor Noah, No, that's his book. He had another special on Netflix, so this is his second special to drop on Netflix. I'm pretty excited about it. I like Trevor Noah, but I actually haven't watched his first special. So,
same.
If anybody in the comments below has, please let us know
if
you're excited about that. And then we talked a little bit earlier about The Christmas Chronicles, which is going to be dropping on November 22nd. Are you going to be de-grinched by then?
No, not until December.
Okay, great. She's holding on. She's holding on strong.
No, I mean the weird point, like the weird periods between like right after Thanksgiving and December 1st. I'm like, okay, what do I do now? Because for me, it's very much like December 1st, like 25 days of Christmas.
But November Thanksgiving is so early this year. We still have so much time before December. Jess, are you watching any Christmas movies or any Christmas programming?
I'm watching so many, but the time, it's a sickness. Like, I can't stop. But it's also, you kind of mentioned, they can be good, really good background movies. Yes. So when I'm cooking or kind of doing something else.
Exactly. What else are you supposed to bake to?
There's not a lot of catching up. Like, if I miss a couple minutes, it's fine. Yeah. I know exactly.
You know they're going to get together in the end.
It's going to have a happy ending.
Love will prevail.
So, absolutely.
I dig it, and I support. A couple of my all-time favorites are on right now.
Which ones?
Love Actually, first
and foremost. Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, I already watched it. I watched it a little early this season.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
Aww.
I'm a big Elf fan.
Okay.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Yes. Buddy!
Oh, Buddy. Aww.
I actually got a onesie, like a Buddy the Elf onesie from Target.
Oh, good.
I am so excited to wear it. That's it.
No, that's good. That's a good story.
I'm so excited about Elf.
Okay, our last release coming to, I think it's back to Netflix, is Jiro Dreams of Sushi. And it's a great documentary about a sushi maker who is like the most dedicated sushi maker in the world. It is fascinating. And it left Netflix and it's back. So that is coming back to Netflix on November 22nd. And I cannot recommend it highly enough. It's excellent.
Oh, yeah. That sounds really tasty.
Yeah.
I want sushi now.
I had sushi for dinner in honor of that show. Okay, well, you guys, that has been our show this evening, and we are so excited to see you not next week, but the week after. We are off next week celebrating Thanksgiving, as I hope you guys all are as well. So for now, I'd like to thank Jessica and Buddy for being on our show.
Guys.
Jessica, where can everybody find you online?
So right now, they can just use Instagram at WhatsUpDogLA. Our website's under construction, but hopefully we'll be up and running soon.
Very good. Well, Buddy looks like, you know, he's finally settled into his place here on the AfterBuzz TV set. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We so enjoyed having you and Buddy in studio.
Thank you guys so much.
Miss Amy Cassandra Martinez, where can everybody find you?
You guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ. And thank you again for joining us in the live chat. Feel free to continue the conversation in the comments down below.
That's right. And if you guys want more dogs on the show, you got to let us know in the comments below. I mean, I will happily oblige at any point in time.
If we have to, guys, we will do it for you.
Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me stumble my way through hosting the show tonight. I'm Ashley Chaney. If you want to talk with me about what you're eating or what you're watching on Netflix, please find me online at Ashley on Camera and let's talk there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, we won't be here next week. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.